are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a man that defined the jazz piano and made the world feel music in a whole new way. And it's with William John Evans, or as the world would come to know as pianist and composer Bill Evans, beginning this new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was the 1956 tune 5 off his very first album called New Jazz Conceptions. And that album title would be the theme of his jazz life. And with that in mind, we are going to dedicate this entire hour of jazz together, getting to know the man from Plainfield, New Jersey, born in 1929 and called the most influential post-World War II jazz pianist. He was a master of using harmony in his interpretation of traditional jazz, and he kept in that mindset over his career. He was not a cat that ventured into the later evolved jazz idioms of either fusion or free jazz. He kept within the confines of that classic jazz notion. Bill was very gifted from an early age. He started on the keys at 6 and was classically trained. He then picked up the flute and the violin as a kid. From there, he graduated with a degree in piano performance and teaching from Southwestern Louisiana. After a stint in the Army, he worked in local dance bands and with clarinetist Tony Scott, Chicago-area singer Lucy Reed, and guitarist Mundell Lau. From that starting point, a producer at Riverside Records noticed Bill, and the world of jazz was bound to change forever. And we'll get into that and a whole lot more as we move on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz bravado and some quality cats that knew how to bang out the jazz key into some cool improv brilliance, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you one full hour of Bill Evans. This next cut sliced right into the deep red of any beating heart, making the soul feel flat good. From 1958, this is Peace Peace off Everybody Digs Bill Evans, and yes, they did. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Bill in 1959 with the tune What Is This Thing Called Love off the album Portrait in Jazz. So the album Everybody Digs Bill Evans was not recorded for another 2 years after his initial album. He was a shy and self-depreciating pianist, claiming he had nothing new to say. That was until he got noticed in the New York City jazz scene in 1958 and when Miles Davis asked him to join his group. This also featured John Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley. He stayed for nearly a year touring and recording, and he became a part of that classic Kind of Blue album session. And he composed the tune Blue and Green, which is now a jazz standard. His work with Miles helped solidify his reputation in the jazz world. From 1961, here's one of Bill's standards, Milestones, off the Waltz for Debbie album. Thank you.
Hello, audience. My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic. Thank you.
That was Bill with the 1961 song I Loves You, Porgy, off the Compact Jazz album. During 1959, on the heels of the Miles momentum, Bill found his most innovative trio with the now legendary bassist Scott LaFaro and Paul Motian on the drums. This trio concept of equal interplay among the musicians was spearheaded by Bill, and these albums are hugely popular. They did two studio albums together, in addition to the famous live sessions at New York City's Village Vanguard in 61. LaFaro's tragic death in a car accident a few weeks after that Vanguard gig was an event which personally devastated Bill. It sent the pianist into seclusion for a time, after which he returned to the trio format later in 1962. Here's Bill back at it in 1962 with the tune Walking Up off the album How My Heart Sings.
Thank you. Hey, how's it going? It's Chris Bowers, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
Thank you.
That was billed during a busy 1962 with the tune You Got to My Head off the Interplay Sessions. So in 1963, the album Conversations with Myself won him the first of many Grammy Awards, and the following year, he toured overseas for the first time, playing to packed houses from Paris to Tokyo, solidifying a worldwide reputation that he would garner and continue to hold. The great bassist Eddie Gomez began a fruitful 11-year tenure with Bill in 1966, and in various trios with drummers Marty Morrell, Philly Joe Jones, Jack DeJohnette, and many others, making some of the most acclaimed club appearances and albums in Bill's career. Man, and he gigged with the best over the years, with cats like Charlie Mingus, Art Farmer, Stan Getz, Oliver Nelson, Jim Hall, George Russell, and the great Shelly Manne. As we inch a bit closer to this end of our hour of Bill Evans Jazz Together, here he is in 1964 with the tune Little Lulu.
Jazz fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Bill Live in 1968 with the tune California, Here I Come. His last trio was formed in 1978, and it rejuvenated the often ailing pianist. This was before he suffered more family problems and upheavals in his personal life, namely drug addiction. It was at the age of 51 that Bill left us after he canceled a gig at Fat Tuesdays in New York a few days earlier. Ultimately, he died from a bleeding ulcer, psoriasis of the liver, and a bronchial infection in his lungs. But it was during that short lifetime of his that he changed the world of jazz and how we listen to the jazz piano. He was prolific. He was cool. He embodied creativity. He was on the best-selling album of all time and went on and on right up until the very end playing the keys. He's a legend in every sense of the word. And to cap everything off during this hour of Bill, let's finish things off with a bit of witchcraft off his Spring Leaves LP, and it's appropriate. Thanks for digging this hour of Bill Evans together. And thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man whose album title would be Everybody Digs the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
And that's the truth. Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.